Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Ladies Leadership Circle in partnership with Phoenix Business Radio, where we are live from the Business Radio X studio in the East Valley and brought to you by the women who lived it. I'm your host, Joanne Holland, along with my co-host, Karen Nowicki. And we are excited today to welcome two women from a company named Metro's Other Woman, which is an all-in-one service for savvy, forward-thinking individual and business owners who are on the go, but wise enough to delegate and share their load. So ladies, welcome Sarah Benkin and Hi. Amanda Larson.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. I'd love for you, Sarah, to start. And why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about Sarah Benkin.
Sure. So my name is Sarah. I am newer to the Valley. I've been here about 2.5 years, a recent transplant from Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina. So East Coast is sort of running through my blood, learning how to adapt to this West Coast culture, although I do love it. I am a mom of two, and really it's being a mom that helped me create the idea of Metro's Other Woman. So I started Metro's Other Woman roughly about 10 years ago in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I started this company, which is really an all-in-one service. So think laundry services, dog walking, housekeeping, cooking meals for busy individuals, and so much more. I started it because I looked around and actually needed the service myself and couldn't find a solution for it. My now 10-year-old daughter was just born. I was commuting about an hour back and forth to and from work in an executive level position and was just drowning in chores. So went to Google, looked for it, couldn't find it. And that's Voila. Really the backstory of me and who I am. I am now the other woman or the founder.
And the founder of the other woman. That's great. And Amanda, share a little bit about yourself with us.
Yeah. So my name's Amanda and I have been in Phoenix about 7 years, born and raised in Seattle. I had met Sarah about 2 years ago. I come from kind of a direct sales background with a very large team and was on trajectory to just dominate that space and really fell in love with the idea of this concierge kind of lifestyle where I myself could get services that I needed for my business while I was, you know, busy in this direct sales world and could get help with the things I needed. And Sarah came to me and was like, "You're my friend. I love you. I think you would be great at this. I want you to take over this this location. I think you would just, you know, do a bang up job." So thus took over this Phoenix location and have been the owner for about 6 months. So that's kind of my background and what brought me to Metro's Other Woman. So now I am also the other woman.
And Amanda, in Phoenix, in the greater Phoenix area, besides the chores, we'll call them.
Yeah.
As business owners, you can have hire a project manager, a temporary assistant. Tell me what other roles from a business sector.
Yeah. So when I was actually in my direct sales world, I needed help with the things that weren't putting me in my genius zone. So they weren't putting me in front of my client. They weren't putting me in front of that like money-making new team member. So things like follow-up, thank you cards, things like compiling data and so that I could then take that data, break it down and see where I needed to move my business forward. So anything that really isn't making you money, or maybe it's just something that you're not great at. You know, sometimes some of us aren't as detail oriented as we want to be or we'd like to be. So we can bring someone in who is detail oriented to kind of take over, compile those things that you need so that you can then move and project your business forward.
So for that kind of senior level, Karen, it brings me back to my Franklin Day Planner.
My favorite Franklin Day Planner.
Yeah, so back in the day. You were either green, red, or yellow, and that was sales.
Yeah.
And so the green you were taught, you were making money. You don't want a lot of red in your calendar and you didn't want a lot of yellow. So that's kind of where I see Metro's Other Woman is, what were these tasks,
yeah,
you know, that were not producing green color.
Yeah.
In the Franklin days.
It's funny. We just left our East Valley Women breakfast this morning, and Joanne and I got to be speakers today. One of the things that I didn't share that I did just before we come on air, that I was a Mary Kay director for a couple of years. I don't even know if you knew that, Joanne. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, I've morphed, I've evolved.
She's a dabbler.
I do dabble she here, dabble everything. There. But you reminded me of a time when I was in my going for directorship, you know, and there's that time frame when you're in direct sales that you've got to hit your marks, right? Yeah. And everything was falling apart in our house. And even with my follow-up with my current customer list. And I had a woman who happened to live across the street, and she was my other woman.
Yeah.
And thank God for her. She cooked for us. She cleaned for us. She did my follow-up. She did delivery of products. She took orders. She was how and why I got through directorship all in one piece.
That's
I haven't
awesome.
Thought about that in years,
that.
But that's exactly right. Am I describing what y'all do?
Exactly. And this is what I would say too, is the beauty of the services that we offer. You take as much as you need or as little as you need, and it can vary from week to week, project to project. Our clients are usually accepting our services anywhere from 3 hours a week to 40 hours a week. So it's meant to sort of be an extension or a helping hand. And we will customize, build a program with all of the tasks you're ready to outsource, whether it's home or business. And when I created the company, that's something that was really important to me, to be able to offer help on both sides.
And here's what I love the best is that you are a fully licensed and bonded business, which is so important. And a professional assisting firm, Metro's Other Woman, understands our busy life and offers an array of services that comes every last one of those demanding details that complement and that complicate your life.
So Joanne, you just answered one of the questions I had. Why wouldn't, and because of this license and bonding piece, and I think I know the other answer, but why wouldn't we want to hire a bunch of different people? Like, why is it more appropriate to have somebody from your company help us out?
Well, one thing we pride ourselves on, we do reference checks on all of our assistants. We do background checks on all of our assistants. And one thing I feel like clients really love is that sometimes they're just not great at doing the delegation piece. So we help them break what that is down, you know, what they really need help with. And we try to really meet the client's needs as far as with the assistant, go and, you know, really fact find with those assistants to see what their skill sets are. So we're not going to put someone who is really great in a home setting with someone who, you know, needs Excel work done in their business, because that just wouldn't make sense for either of them. So we really try to do that matchmaking piece as well. One thing I think clients love also is sometimes, you know, we think we're the greatest managers in the world, but we don't always have that confrontation skill set or that leadership skill set developed as much as we would hope. So we get to be that person. So if a client ever feels like something just isn't right, but they don't know how to tell their assistant, we get to be that person they can have that open and honest conversation with. And then we get to have that conversation with our assistant and vice versa.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. So, you know, Sarah, with this concept, obviously not just here in Phoenix are you located, but also Raleigh, where you're from, correct?
Right.
Where you moved from. And then is there any other cities you're looking at? Or
there are several other locations across the United States. So when I opened about 10 years ago, Michael, who is my business partner and life partner, said to
funny
me,
how that works.
It's funny how he jumps in everywhere. He said to me, you know what? I think you're really onto something. And I can see people from across the country in need of these services. And it was him who really just created that spark. So we tested out our second location in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is about 2.5 hours from Raleigh. Raleigh, our first market was amazing. I mean, without a hitch. I'm from there. I know the people. I knew what they needed. And we got to Charlotte and flopped.
Mm.
And it was a very interesting learning experience, but one that was necessary in order to build Absolutely. A national market and brand. You can't assume everybody's the same everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And even if they're just 2.5 hours away, the city is funded differently. You know, Raleigh is more tech and pharmaceutical engineering, and Charlotte's more banking and more like networking and that sort of thing, relationship building. So we did launch out to Charlotte. It is wildly successful. I am proud to say I actually moved there to build it up and to really learn. We also have an operation in Wilmington, North Carolina as well. So we cover the entire North Carolina region and have had operations in Denver, Colorado, Greenville, South Carolina. And this year we are looking forward to a Nashville, Tennessee office, a Orlando, Florida office, and a Las Vegas office as well. So those are in the pipeline for 2018. And really what I've done with my career began to focus on expansion and visionary activities and making sure we have people, wonderful people like Amanda, to kind of grow them up and mentor them so they understand what the day-to-day is like. And they're the fulfillers and facilitators of the markets.
Well, we're so excited, Sarah, that you call Phoenix home now.
Yeah, and I'm curious about how you would describe Phoenix. So I just had some folks on Business Radio X yesterday, LinkedIn Local. We're preparing for an event at Galvanize on Friday. And some of them were new to the Valley. And there is a different way that we function as business owners and executive leaders here in the Valley. How would you describe Phoenix? Not to put you on the spot.
I will say that it took me a little while to get accustomed to the lay of the land. I mean, obviously the temperatures, everything is completely different from East Coast to West Coast. But since sort of adapting, this is my home and I'm happy and proud to scream it. I feel like I should have been born here. I feel like I'm more in sync with the people here. I will say there are times when I'm solely in my grind and I'm just kind of hustling it out. And it's a little different than the East Coast mentality of, you know, work till 8 or 9 o'clock at night, eat dinner at 9:30, and in bed at like midnight. But, you know, it's a little different here. I also...
it's because the news is on at 10 here, not 11.
Everything sort of shifted time-wise, but... You know, I love the people here. I love the people of Phoenix.
We really are relationship based.
You are.
Yeah.
I am too.
You had mentioned so that when you were talking about some of the other cities. I know I have a friend who has been on the show a couple of times and he's from Atlanta and he's like, what? And he's been here, I think, for 7 months now. And he's like, Karen, it isn't here in Arizona. It's around having the coffee, grabbing a cup of wine, playing around a golf, getting to know each other well before we have that conversation around, are we going to do business together? In fact, Joanne, you and I even really had several conversations just to get to know each other before we knew this was going to be a fit with Ladies Leadership Circle and what we're doing here at Phoenix Business Radio X. Are you finding that as well?
Oh, this is the only place where I happy hour regularly around 3 o'clock.
Yeah. We're so proud of that. Let me just tell you.
I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Must be five o'clock somewhere.
Right, I was just going to say, I always tell people, yep, and at 11 a.m., it's pretty sad too when it's starting then. So, but we start with lunch first. So,
girls, tell us about the business model. Because you mentioned that, Amanda, you own the Phoenix market. Is that right?
Yes.
So tell us about that. How does that work? Because I think I'm thinking similarly with Phoenix Business Radio X. As you heard earlier, there might be some similarities.
Right. So we are not franchised. We are a licensing model. And it took us quite a few years to arrive to this model. I've tried a couple of different solutions and really have a great finance and legal team behind me. But we are a licensing model because we don't want to put our owners in a box. We don't want them to have to offer this specific service or this service. We really want them to have flexibility, and lifestyle is very important to me. And I know to our people like Amanda. So not all locations will service exactly the same way. For example, our Raleigh market has housekeeping services. Our Charlotte market does not. And it's simply the licensing model that allows us to be so flexible. And that's why we're doing a licensing model versus the franchise model. I'm a little anti-franchise as well. And I want to keep these small and boutique and fill and very local. And I feel like we get that through the licensing model.
Yeah, very similar to Business Radio X. And I said to them, listen, what is the what does the franchise legal paperwork look like? And they're like, no, this is really around you designing a model that works for you in the Phoenix market. Because as you pointed out, it's different than in Atlanta or Pensacola and St. Louis. And so I have that freedom. There are some guidelines, I'm sure. Right?
Yep. Yep,
that you need to prepare for your partners. But how nice is that? Do you love it on your end of things?
Yeah, I love it. Because I feel like between Sarah and I, it's a really good blend as far as like a founder-licensee relationship where, you know, she's very detail-oriented and system-structured and I'm very creative. And there's a lot of things just from my background that I feel like I can bring to the brand as a whole that are very different than like what Liz can bring in Wilmington or even what Sarah brings. So it's really nice to be able to say, this is my location. This is really what my focus is and kind of being able to grow the business from there. So it's so great.
Yeah. Okay. So not saying names or anything, but in your client base, like what's the biggest task ask? Is it, you know, office organizing? Is it party planning? Is it housekeeping? Is it laundry? Is it errands? Mm-hmm. Is it closet overhaul? Is it walking the dog? What is, I know you do a little bit of everything, but in this market, what's the...
I feel like a lot of people love the idea of us coming in and doing laundry. Whether it's like doing the laundry.
Yeah.
Or some people don't mind doing the laundry. It's really the putting away of the laundry. So I feel like just because it's like a unicorn service, a lot of people don't know that it exists and it really doesn't in a lot of markets. So I think that's one thing that people get really excited about. But for us, you know, the overhauls are really fun of taking a closet that's really disheveled and making it beautiful and something that people are in love, you know, in love
and
with.
And it's not, it's any type of closet. It's not just clothes. Yeah. It's an office closet. Yeah. It's
garage.
It's a garage. the kids' playroom closet. Yep. It's the whatever closet that you want to call it, you make it.
Yeah. And we do have a lot of clients who are a little bit of mix of personal and business, which I really love that because it really lends well to my background where business and personal life really are the same thing. It's the same thing. And so if we can really empower someone to take their life back, and that means both with business and personal, it like is, it's the best feeling in the world.
And no childcare.
No childcare.
Okay. I agree. Yeah. I agree. No, I think it's a smart business
model.
I mean,
and there's, you know, there's companies out there that are great at that. And
we will source that for you. Yeah. We can certainly help you find a nanny. We can talk to nanny sourcing agencies, if you will, but we will not provide that direct one-on-one care with newborns, babies, or toddlers.
I mean, if we have great clients and their kids are home and they have to run an errand and our assistant's there, that's different than like the
dropping them off to soccer practice and that sort of thing. We can do that, but it's not our...
Right, not your forte, not in the business structure.
I was going to ask, referral base. I would imagine that executive leaders and women who have really, you know, invested their time and energy into their careers, busy women like ourselves, once they have an opportunity to work with people within your team, they've got to be a great referral source for you.
Yes. Yes, 100%. Even in, you know, single men have been great referral sources because they have a lot of bachelor friends who they just kind of want that person who is like a girlfriend, but without the headache of sometimes girlfriend, you know? So they're a great referral source. But yeah, career women, career driven women, they understand and get what their time is worth and really that it's okay if you can't do it all, especially if there's someone that can do it, you know, efficiently or just take it off your plate for you.
So this service is for men and women.
It is.
Yeah, that's really an
divorced
important
dads,
distinction. Yes.
Are a big part of our clientele.
They have to be,
And so when we're looking to engage in terms of meeting new clients, it's divorce attorneys that we're connecting with. It's women business owners that we're connecting with and solopreneurs that we're connecting with. And I would say about 90%, and tell me if I'm wrong, Amanda, I think about 90% of all new clients coming in the Phoenix market are probably referral based.
Oh, 100%. Right now, word of mouth, referral based. They heard, you know, about us or just through networking. I try to network a lot. We get a lot of referrals through realtors. We have a lot of really great realtors here in the Valley and their clients are great, right? They need
moving help, packing, organizing, unpacking. And then they love us. So
right.
And then it turns into a long-term solution. Yeah, we spoil them a little and then
I've got my housekeepers that I adore. I've had them for, I think, almost 12 years, but they don't do laundry. And my ears perked up when you said that. I'm like, oh, that would be nice. Especially since after our road trip up to Colorado Springs for a celebration of life for my uncle this weekend, all the laundry that got done and out of the dryer is sitting on the guest bed.
It happens.
Like, I can't even tell you, literally, I was laying in bed this morning thinking, when am I going to have an extra 15 minutes, probably more like 20 or 30, to fold those clothes and have to put them back in to fluff them so they're not wrinkly and get them into all the right rooms? Like, that is really a challenge for me.
I kid you not. This is exactly why I launched Metro's Other Woman. It's laundry. I had a housekeeper and my mom would pop over. She lived about 2 miles away from me. So she would pop over and get the laundry put away and maybe, you know, do a little deep cleaning because she's my mom and she's so sweet. But, you know, long-term wise, that doesn't work, you know? And so it was precisely the laundry that led me to create this because that was the service I was looking for when I was going to places like Google or talking to my girlfriends. And I couldn't find a service that would provide this. And in fact, I was just having a conversation with a lady who's interested in opening a new location. I won't say where, but it's not West Coast. It's more East Coast and far from any of our other locations that we have existing. But she found us online when looking for a laundry service to help her because she is an executive and she has a housekeeper she loves. Went and typed in, you know, laundry services looking. I'm not sure of the exact thing. We've got to find out what that is, what the exact search phrase is. But we came up and she thought, wow, what a wonderful idea. I might need to abandon my career and get this jump started in my market.
Well, and you bring up a great point too. A lot of our clients do have a house cleaner they love. And they keep them. We are not trying to replace them by any means. But we have a lot of clients that want to add additional services because if you get cleaning once a week or once every other week, you know, life happens and your house becomes disheveled the next day. And it's nice to have someone come in and while laundry's going, because it takes time, we do a nice little fluff and we aesthetically clean and we make it look like anybody could come over at any time and your house looks perfect.
My office used to be at my home when I was an executive leadership coach. I mean, literally in my living room. And there were many mornings I could have benefited from Metro's Other Woman. Just, you know, come in and spend that 20 minutes while I'm getting my son off to school or I'm making sure that I'm grounded and ready and centered. But I would have to instead scramble and make sure the house aesthetically looked appealing because my housekeepers weren't going to be there for another week or whatever, you know, and because life, you know, life happens. I am pleased that I'm no longer working out of that office. But
so you're the Uber
of
detail.
Yeah. I mean, really, like
you are the Uber of what tasks can I not complete this week? Who do I call to make this task has to be completed. So that's not a question that it doesn't need, you know, can't be done. It's who do I call? And I call Metro's Other Woman.
And back to Amanda's point, as women in business and men for that matter, if we're, and Joanne said it too, if we're not focusing on the tasks that bring in more income and building those relationships, then we are spinning our wheels. And yet in the same breath, I have a 10-year-old, I have a home that I love, I have, you know, follow-up that I have to do. I have shows to post. Yeah. I've got to right now, currently, do it all. And so it's very important for me to focus in my zone of genius, as you pointed out. I know where that is. It's sitting right here with people like you. Yeah. But this doesn't happen without a whole lot of other things going on. And so that's the service that you provide, both from home as well as from business. I love it.
And then what we do too is we just figure out what can you outsource? What makes the most sense? What's the biggest bang for your buck? Again, I think the benefit of having the house and the business help on both sides from us is that we can create this custom plan that works and makes sense for you. We, like Amanda said, we relationship kind of match make this person that's for you and looking at the skills that it requires to cover all of these needs that you have. And it's simple as that. I mean,
I love last year, one of your clients, or a year and a half ago, one of your clients who was, as I sit here being a co-chair for the YWCA event this year, Tribute to Leadership, who was having their own event and was getting all these donations and hired Metro's other woman to pick them all up.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't need to be doing that when you're at that level. Yeah.
Yeah. Pick them all up. And here was the little
forget that you don't need to be there.
Right.
I think Sarah and I remind ourselves often that when you're in this business, you're always helping other people fulfill those needs. And sometimes my husband has to remind me, like, hello, you own a company that can help you with what you need help with.
So, you don't have to tell me twice. I'm like the biggest user of our services.
Yeah. Let me try this one. Let me see if this is a niche now. Yeah. Let me see. But I think, though, that's so important that you, like you brought up, you don't think about that. Oh, it's just you automatically put in, I have to go pick this up. Yeah. I have to go pick this up. I have to go do this today. I have to go do that. Instead of saying, where is my time more valuable spending green time with my business or doing these? And sometimes you'll answer, I need to do that because the person you need to see at that business, you need to maintain that relationship with. So I get that.
Sure.
But you don't have to do all 10 of those. Maybe five, you hire Metro's other woman to say, do I have a fun task?
And it's things you don't always think about. Like yesterday, a client was like putting their luggage away. They said, they just mentioned briefly, oh, we need to get our luggage service sometime. Oh, well, we can take your luggage to the mall and drop it off for you in your normal appointment. And then when it's ready, we'll go pick it up. And like things like that.
I bet you their face just lit up.
Yeah.
What? Something, something so simple, but I can feel that relief of what you offer. Yeah. And I also love that you both shared that part of sometimes why I think we're unorganized or we're feeling overwhelmed is because we don't know how to prioritize. We don't know what we should be focusing on. And I heard both of you say that's a big part of what you offer as well. Some people will know what they need from you, right? But you can also say, hey, let us take this off your plate. Really, if this is your zone of genius, this is what you ought to be focusing on. Here are all the things that we can do. And so that's part of your skill set too.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah,
exactly.
I love that.
And I think what normally happens is clients start with us for a specific need or a reason, and it morphs into something completely different, the relationship between Metro's other woman and the client, because now they're seeing all of these things that they can get help with. They're getting a little more comfortable with saying like, oh my gosh, take this off my plate. And they feel that relief. And I think one thing that's important is we've been talking a lot about business. I don't have kids myself. I have little dog for children. But, you know, a lot of times I hear just in the world, you know, the mom guilt thing comes up. And wouldn't you rather spend your time, your precious moments, like with your family and what really matters? And that is your genius zone as a mom, right? Rather than spending time schlepping
running
the laundry around and doing errands and picking up groceries and things like that.
Wow. So in 2018, Sarah, I know you have a the No Tribe.
Oh, yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about the No Tribe, who I would say would probably got started from Metro's other woman, if I would say.
So when Amanda and I were training this summer for her takeover for Metro's other woman, we were sitting down having a conversation about how many amazing women there are located in the Valley. Just amazing, really high level, you know, badass ass kicking women that are just doing it all. And it kind of sparked this idea that, you know what, we need to find a way to highlight these women. We need to, number one, find really authentic and intentionally led women. We wanted to know them. I mean, I want to know everyone.
We wanted to know them for, you know.
And we thought too, like, there's so many faces out here, but maybe it's the same 20 people constantly being recognized. So who are these women? And we very quickly arrived at the fact that most of the women that are really amazing are probably head down, perfecting their crafts, working their businesses, or very quietly leading an army of other amazing women doing wonderful things in the community. So we decided that we wanted to collect these women and put together a lookbook, if you will, sort of a brag book. And it's called No. Amanda came up with the idea of No.
Because...
And I was like, No. And oh, that's just,
no.
I'm like, no, Phoenix. You want to know these people.
Knowledge.
They're women that you want to know.
That you need to know, you need to do business with them. You need, you know, you want to know everything about them.
So we named the book. It is a physical, tangible book, and it is a coffee table style book. It's gorgeous. And it's 100 plus women that you should know and be doing business with. So it's called Know Phoenix. And it started from the book. But then as we started kind of meeting these amazing women, we realized that it couldn't just stop with the book. I think we have this like question of like, all right, what now? Like, what else? We can't just put together this book. What else do we do? And we wanted to find a way to create this tribe. And so now we've built sort of this community around the women in the book. The only way to get into the book is to come in through nomination. So again, the intention behind the book or the mission behind the book is really women who want to lend a helping hand, women who care about empowerment and supporting each other, women that are, they range from 25 to 70 years old. Again, all women, various industries and sectors.
And they're just living life with this great hustle intention of making this community a better place for women. That's the women empowering and lifting up women kind of movement, so to speak.
And so right on time too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes. And we really want, I mean, it's totally morphed into something different than we initially thought, which I think is how life works, right? Mm-hmm. Everything gets better. But we, you know, see this community and this tribe being something that's on the educational front and kind of a question and answer panel in the future, and really allowing and highlighting these women in the tribe to give back to the community in form of education and lifting those people who are, because like, let's be honest, I've been doing this business now for 7 months. So it's not always, like Sarah mentioned, the best and brightest always isn't the most highest, you know, revenue or income producer. But it's that person and it's that mindset. So how can we find more of those women and bring up more of those women through this, you know, these tribe members also?
No, that's great. So you said a little over 100 women.
Yep. So we're probably about 135 women, full page photo, a little bio, smidge of a bio, and a little piece of contact information. And we've got culinary in there. So we've got some great chefs and mixologists and food writers. We've got
philanthropists
and a couple of nonprofits in there, beauty and fashion and a lot of health and wellness. It's really anything and everything that you can think of. And then of course we have our notable women too, who have just, you know, really led some significant changes in this community.
Yeah. And dominated their space.
Legendary
and have created an impact in some capacity.
I'm not sure I really want to.
I was going to say no names. Yeah, let them know names.
When is it? So we just wrapped up our 2018 inaugural edition.
Hallelujah.
I believe this.
Yeah. Good.
And we are launching this book February 6th. We'll be kicking it off with a really nice, extravagant sort of launch party at Mountain Shadows Resort. Invitation only.
Okay. But no party crashers.
No party crashers.
But if you want to get on the list next year, make sure you submit your nominations, because this is going to be an annual thing, because, you know, times are changing always and there's always new business people and new up and coming awesome women.
That's great.
We'll open nominations about third quarter of 2018. And again, just to talk a little bit about the vetting process. So the way we ran this book was, the only way to get into the book was to come in through nomination of someone that's already in the book.
Oh, brilliant.
So we believe that the women, even the first five that we started with, again, kind of live this mantra of lift and rise and women empowerment and do good and pay it forward. And so as we were trying to figure out who's who, again, I'm 2.5 years here, so I don't know everyone, even though I want to know everyone. We really leaned on those first few women that were in the book to nominate people that they understood the mission and would help us come into contact with like-minded women.
And then the great thing to announce is that, and you should probably look on our website in future months, is that with East Valley Women, Women of Scottsdale, Central Phoenix Women, and North Valley Women, the book will be a favorite partner this year.
Yeah. Perfect.
This year. So they'll be one of the favorite partners, as well as some of the large community events in the Valley, maybe using them as well as the thank you gift or as a favorite item. So definitely one to watch out for. I love that we're not doing names because I think it makes it so. We must leave it in a mystery.
And we are printing 10,000 copies. And something very important to announce too is the book is free.
What?
So it's free of charge.
Okay. I've heard of similar projects like this. And actually, they had some right here in Phoenix. I don't know if you've been around long enough to know that. But it was laid out differently. Mm-hmm. And it didn't have legs. And the way you're proposing and building these tribes, the no tribes, as well as the book, and having them free of charge, so that it's a gift, it's a revered and loving gift. Brilliant, ladies.
Our goal is to really get the book into the hands of the right people.
Yep.
Obviously, we want a lot of women to get their hands on the book because it is highly vetted, but it can also serve as a directory, you know, of where to buy, who to go to. We have attorneys and pet sitters and
Metro's Other Women.
Metro's Other
We know you. And let me guess, Sarah's in it too.
Good idea.
Those two we could give away. But yeah, no, and I think that's something in the community that will be looked at very positively in so thank you for your initiative and for your vision to create this beautiful giveaway item. And what we hope too is that we'll see it in doctor's offices, in local, waiting rooms or things. So definitely be on the lookout for that book coming out. And you said early February is the release.
It will come out early February and immediately go out to the public. Our goal here is to make sure that we're distributing throughout the year. So it won't just be this inundation of just first quarter. It'll be distributed throughout the year. And as Joanne mentioned, it'll go to local public places, but it'll also be given out to women's groups. It'll go into gala swag bags. It will be all over. However, if you would like a copy, you can actually request one on our website at thenotribe.com. Once we prepare for the launch, after probably the next couple of weeks, we'll have a place on our website where you can just go and submit a request. Again, it's free of charge. All you have to do is pay for the shipping, a couple bucks, and we'll send one out to you.
How neat. Yeah. So wait, with this concept, because now that I know Metro's Other Woman and the No Tribe, so we have the No Tribe Phoenix, other cities of the No Tribe.
You know how Sarah works. we're always thinking about what's next and, the next location.
So what we plan to do really quickly for Phoenix locally is over the year, you can see or expect to see a collection of our tribe members at some of the women's supporting events and causes. So we'll have no Phoenix tables and we will be in the community working towards give back. But in terms of other markets, yes, we do have a couple of those under our sleeve
and
our pocket.
Grow, create.
Well, and it only benefits those in the tribe, those wanting to be in future tribes to really grow nationally, because though there's a great local movement and we're local and a lot of us do business locally, how amazing and huge to have these relationships from all over the country to be able to say what is working well in your area, and give it a try, or just to even have these relationships for future projects or just more girlfriends. Like, who doesn't want to go to other locations and hang out with a bunch of friends that you've, been calling this relationship over the internet? I mean, it sounds, kind of cliche, but
no, it's awesome. I think it's great because, first of all, thank you for making a book.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years, I'm like, everyone's like, it's all your computer and your phone and your this. No, I'm the book person. Yeah. I love the smell of books. I go to the library just to touch books and see. And so bravo for making it cool again.
Yeah, thanks.
And this is a coffee table style book. You're going to want to have your hands on it. It's not something that you're going to just file away on your bookshelf. This is something that's going to be at your desk or on your coffee table. In our publisher's letter, which we just wrote a couple of days ago, it mentions if you have a copy, share your other copy, share a second copy with someone else who doesn't have it. Mm-hmm. Let's help pay it forward and spread the word. So yes, a tangible, beautiful book that will flip like a lookbook.
And you want to be excited about it with like everyone.
Well, I was just going to say that it's a great conversation starter. Yeah. And if you're not already running deep in the circle of this no tribe, it's your opportunity to get to know them, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I think people feel that's harder to do. I've got a couple people who will be owning their shows here at the studio in the spring, and they've been wanting to break into some of the industries and building relationships with people that she has felt like are out of her reach. And just through the platform of the Phoenix Business Radio, she's realizing we all put our clothes on and our pants on the same way. We're all just people. We're all looking up at an opportunity to get to know each other and share our resources, right? So this is a beautiful coffee table book that people can be proud of and excited about and increase those and accelerate those relationships.
And I think as women too, we want to give that referral. We just don't always know that someone's in need of that referral. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a great way to be able to provide someone with 100 to 130 referrals of vetted, amazing women that they want to be friends with too.
Right. And I think so important right now, because what I always tell people when you hear me preach at the pulpit, I'll say it in my women's group meetings, is this is where we live. Yep. Yes. This is where we work. And this is where we play. Yeah. So it's so important that we make this the best community we can possibly make it. And yes, as intelligent, brilliant, beautiful women, we need to know also what's happening in the world and stay astute to that and be educated toward that. But when we come home at night, this is where this is where our family's coming mm-hmm. home to. This is where we're coming home to and our community. So let's do what we can
for sure
to make mm-hmm. it the best it can possibly be. So bravo to both of you on
Thank
creating
you.
Such an amazing new book and new organization, which I think so many will, like Karen said, want to be a part of it or see it or mm-hmm. ask, how can I be a part of it? Thank you for vetting. I think that's so important.
So important.
We're big on the no mean girl. You know, we really want authentic people who have their heart in the right place and have not only their best intention at heart, but everyone around them too.
Yep. Well, and this is where another thing you'll hear me preach. No is a complete sentence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's, you know, where mm-hmm. it stops. And
right.
and that's so great. And good luck in the future markets because...
Yes, so I'm looking for tastemakers in new markets. So in California, we're planning to go to LA next. And there's some talk about Houston. And of course, I'm bringing back to my hometown, Raleigh and Charlotte. But any of these major markets, I'm really looking to build this book. Those, you know, no Los Angeles. No Orlando, no
Raleigh.
You know, Nashville, right. No Raleigh. And I think that will expand out. And the only and best way to do that is through a tastemaker in that local market that is highly connected and that can really recreate this process that Amanda and I have been doing.
Yeah.
And I know one thing that Amanda is super passionate about is really building out our tribe and providing educational resources for some of the newbies who maybe aren't in our tribe, but using our tribe as, you know, the panels or as the expert in pulling those types of people. So I know she'll be focusing.
Those dreamers that they have this dream, but maybe they're stuck in corporate America because that's where it's comfortable and they're wanting to utilize this tribe as kind of their sounding board and their information to be able to get them moving towards mm-hmm. that vision a little faster even.
That is so unique, clever, wonderful. We're excited for early February, I think, to see it come out and do it. So with that, share a little bit. I know, Sarah, you've made Arizona your home, and I believe one of your children attends Arizona State University.
That's right. I have he's a junior at Arizona State University.
Loving it?
He loves it. He does. He loves it. I think he is like any junior out there kind of trying to figure out what's next. Where is he going? What does he want to do? I think he's made it pretty clear that he has no interest in joining mom's businesses.
My kiddos have made that pretty
clear.
Yeah,
I think everyone did. I'm sorry. I came from a family of a restaurateur. And I remember in college, my mother says, well, you know, you or your sister will come take over the restaurant when you're no. I grew up with it, loved it, ate it, was there, grated cheese.
Yep.
Mashed those avocados, but
gave
I was
you the
pretty
foundation
much
in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I got it, but I had did not have her passion for it. And right. she had, and that's what I saw. I mean, I saw her get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I saw her walk in at 1:30 a.m. And,
it's
but
it, tough.
But she loved it right. And she loved it. And, but no, that was not me. So I, bravo to your son for already recognizing right. it's not me.
I feel well, like Sydney.
One of, I know my young one, I think she wants to do anything. She's,
But she's nine, right?
She has sent in a resume for a position at Metro's Other Woman already.
Perfect.
And really wants to be the receptionist.
I was
going to
say, she can answer phones.
She really
That's
wants
a great
to do
thing.
That. But you know, what I've done with my kids is to ensure that they do have that foundation. So my son, who's 20 now, he has played every part from reconciling QuickBooks accounts for me. Yep. And Sydney's been on TV with me. She goes to meetings with me. She's been on interviews with me. I mean, really, they're getting the learning ground so that Brandon, who's now 20, about to go into the world, will have some sort of a leg to stand on. And getting them experience has been really important for me as a parent, and I'm sure for him as he grows into these experiences. And the latest job, I don't know if I've told Amanda this yet, but the latest job for Brandon, poor Brandon, is he's going to be our courier for the no book delivery.
Oh, there you go.
Good job.
Yeah, get him.
Oh, wow.
He'll be our mo man.
But that's great because he's handsome and dapper, and who wouldn't want to see that walking up?
And he's strong so he can carry those 40-pound boxes.
Perfect. Perfect.
That's great. And then you said you are a dog mother.
I am a dog mom.
How many?
I have two dogs. So one English bulldog, one French bulldog. Our English bulldog is 12. Oh. He is an old man, but he still has some kick in his step. I say he's going to live forever and just torment us is really, I think, what's going to happen.
How much does he weigh?
He's about 50 pounds and he likes to eat and get into everything still.
I read the bio for a guest yesterday and his English bulldog is 70 pounds.
That's a little overweight.
Ours is, he's in good shape. I think that's what's keeping him kicking.
Yeah. Wow. Good.
And so how often do you get to enjoy them in the dog park? Or...
So we don't take them out very often. They're a lot to handle. But my husband works from home too. So they're always at home with us. They're kind of spoiled. But my little Frenchie, she's a people pleaser. So she goes everywhere with me.
Fun. Oh, how fun.
Yeah, she listens. The big dog, he does not listen. So.
So where do you keep them? Do you have a Metro's Other Woman take care of your dogs when you...
I do. When I go out of town, I have someone come over. They do some dog sitting, let them out, feed them, make sure everything's good. Sometimes I get a text message of he knocked over the garbage and he's eating everything. What should I do?
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty standard. So.
How great. And then just for the little time. So have you... I know you've recently moved here, Sarah, and you've been here a little bit longer. Yeah. Have you... dove into anything in the community that you have become passionate about? I know, Sarah, I've seen you at a few community events, quite a number. So I know you're passionate about Valley Life and some other things, but anything that you want to mention or share with us?
You know, I love women and children causes. That's really where my heart and my mission is, if you can't tell, through expanding Metro's Other Woman and building those up. And then now with the No Phoenix book and this tribe of women. When I first moved here, I just launched into the Dream Center, which is on the west side. Mm-hmm. And it's a rehabilitation center for people coming out of prison, for people who are coming off of the street, rehabbing from drugs and crimes. And they're sort of the ones that get overlooked very often. And the Dream Center is this beautiful kind of housing complex. And so for a good portion of time prior to launching our Scottsdale location, Phoenix location, I actually taught classes there and built curriculum for the women population. So again, my mission and is all women. And then I've also, you know, been around a lot of other causes where I've done some teaching and speaking. I am the humanitarian. I am the one who wants to be on the front lines. I am the one that I love attending, and I of course love fundraising and all of that, but I love working one-on-one with these women. So anywhere that gives me that opportunity is where you will find me.
Oh, that's great.
And I love You Mom. So You Mom is so great. And with Jamberry, the direct sales organization I was with, we have a really big domestic violence awareness company or partner with Jamberry. So we give they donate a lot back as far as monetary and products to You Mom. But I try to also take that stance every Christmas and donate and put together Christmas bags for the women there, because so often, you know, we think about kids, it's more fun to buy presents for them, and the moms and the women get overlooked a lot. So putting together kind of more pamper bags, less products, hygiene products, and more fun things like fuzzy socks and cups and nail polish and things like that, that they can really feel good about as they transition. I just love You Moms. They don't give a handout. They lend a hand up is really kind of their mission. And I just think that is such a great thing that they're providing these women with, that great, stable transition or transitionary kind of knowledge and education to move them, you know, back into what feels normal for most of us.
Well, and Darlene Newsom, who's the head out there of You Mom, is just, she's a dynamic woman who has really definitely been one of the leaders in this community with collaboration. I think, you know, what they have with some of the other women organizations around the Valley is just second to none. I mean, why repeat it when someone else is doing it well already? So, thank you for your involvement in the community in such a short time and finding great organizations that are doing great work for so many. Unfortunately, because as the fifth largest city in the United States, we have a need. Mm-hmm. And the need is great at times. And we forget sometimes, because we're fine and everyone else we know is fine, that we forget about those who don't have someone here who can help or lend a helping hand or so many things. So thank you for what you do. Before I know we end, we have a few couple minutes. Is there anything else you both like to share about yourselves or the next step or Metro's other woman or personally your partners? I know, and let me just tell you, so Ladies Leadership Circle, I said, you may find men or, you know, on our show, you'll find a lot of shows that are only women, but we will have men here that come with women. We will never have only a men's thing, because as I tell in our women's groups that, remember, we love men because men love women. So
it's so true.
Yeah. So that's the great need.
I will say with Metro's Other Women, you know, we're all obviously always looking for great clients, but we're always looking for great assistants. So, and that can be anywhere part-time. You have 3 hours extra a week. You have 6 hours extra a week to, you're looking for a full-time, full-time hours or full-time income. And it can really vary depending on what your skill set looks like. So if you know of anyone that's looking for some part-time work that's very service-oriented, that's really kind of has that heart of service, they're willing to do what they need to kind of make that client's life a little better, definitely have them go to metrosotherwoman.com. They can request for more information on what those positions look like. And I would love to connect with them. I know you did mention the men in our life. I think Sarah would agree. I definitely wouldn't be where I am today without the support of my husband. He, no matter what crazy idea or how many hours a week I work, he is always supportive, and always pushing me and, you know, cheering me on for that next best thing. So
that's funny because it's so true. Amanda will tell you that when we went through our vetting process, and we do this with everyone, as we vet new owners and new licensees, one of the final steps is to sit down with their better half. And to really say, listen, this is going to be a lot of work. This is going to be, there's times when you're not going to see your wife. And if you're expecting her to cook and clean and all these other things, she may have to outsource it to her group of amazing women. But we want you to be aware of this and make sure that, you know, you're supportive. And Brandon, he and if someone calls in sick, you better bet your butt I'm going to have him in there cleaning a toilet with me.
And Michael has done many a toilet.
Well, that's great, because I think Karen and I can both say we are better women because of our spouses.
I could not do everything that I do without Michael being in my life. Absolutely.
Oh, you have a Michael too?
I do. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm a Tim. So
sorry, we love Tim.
Yeah. No, but it is. And it is something that too we need to remember and remind ourselves too that they play a very important role, because they help us take us to that next level, to that next point, just as we do for them.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's what makes it successful. And it's always great having women in that are in amazing, successful, dynamic relationships, because there are so many women, unfortunately, and we know some of them, that do not have that same, what I'll call privilege and honor. And it is a privilege and an honor. And as I tell people all the time, I get down every night on my hands and knees and thank God for Tim. Because we would not be where we are today without the support and the love. And to tell you something really funny, a few months ago, we were out to dinner and our kids are grown. So our oldest is 30, our youngest is 21. We were out to dinner and there were these kids and, you know, the screaming started happening and and they were young and little. And I just looked at Tim and I said, you know, honey, I just have no patience for children anymore at all. I said, I have zero patience. And he looked at me and he said, Joanne, you never have. I did. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's so good. That's why you're here. You know, like, that's so great. But I never realized until that moment that's truly what it was. But I just want to say thank you so much, Karen. Any last...
No, I'm just intrigued. When the girls walked in the studio today, I said, I am thrilled to get to know you, because I have no idea what Metro's Other Woman is about, and I can't wait. And now clearly I'm aware and I am in deep need of your service.
Good. You like that.
Yes.
So, yes, looking forward to hearing from you all again, having maybe some of the No Tribe in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we would love that.
Love to get these women on.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Metro's Other Woman. Our website, www.metrosotherwoman.com. We're also on Instagram with at No Tribe and www.thenotribe.com too.
And with your clients as well as potential help, I mean, at Metro's Other Women, they can get a hold of you through the website then, whether they need your services or they want to become a team member.
Yes, you just go to contact, you can fill out a form, and perfect. There's a drop down with whether you need help saving your life with whatever that might be, or if you are looking for work.
Great.
Great. Well, I guess I'm ready to close. I just want to say thank you for listening today to Ladies Leadership Circle in partnership with Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, as we hope today's show connected, inspired, and led you to continue to be and do your best. Thank you, Karen Nowicki, and I'm Joanne Holland, and make it a great day.